4:30 having arrived, I will call to order the Finance Committee meeting of Monday, January 5th, 2026, and ask Dave to please call the roll.
Council President Vindiver?
Here.
Alder Revere?
Here.
Alder Govindarajan?
Here.
Alder Madison?
Here.
Alder Evers?
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Mary of Quorum.
Thank you. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. We have no registrants for general public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals from members of the body on today's agenda? Seeing none. And that will take us to the consent agenda. Are there items that members of the body would like to have removed from the consent agenda? Alder Madison.
Hi, just item 4 for questions for staff.
Mm-hmm. Item 4 will be excluded. President Vindiver.
Item 6, please.
Item 6. Are there any other items that members of the body would like to have removed from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then President Vindiver, a motion on items 2, 3, and 5.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the recommendations on items 2, 3, and 5. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record unanimous votes on those items. And that will take us to item 4, which is Legistar 91026, authorizing the Madison Police Department to accept grants for training on an ongoing basis. On item 4, Alder Madison, questions?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I see that it's mostly for or only for training, but I guess I wanted to just ask what's happening now versus what this change is like, what happened previous or how was it working previously?
Assistant Chief Valentis here.
Thank you, Alder, for the question. This resolution came about out of a situation that arose last year when we had an opportunity for some detectives to attend training out of state for violence against women. It was a scholarship that was granted to several of our detectives, but unfortunately, the late date that they made the scholarship available did not provide the amount of time to take the accepting of that money to the city council. So we had to turn down the scholarship and we missed the opportunity. So this was intended to fix that particular situation while still continuing to have oversight and transparency into some of our actions. Just to clarify, this is exclusively for training and it would only be in the amounts that's already budgeted, in this case, $50,000. And we would provide a report on all of those activities at the end of the year, much like we do with some of the other monies that are donated in our direction. So furthermore, there would be the opportunity for the city attorney's office to review the accepting of these monies prior to our acceptance to make sure that there was no concerns in that regard.
Gotcha. Thank you. And then just one more clarifying question, because it's been a long day for me and I skimmed it pretty quickly. But just to clarify on my end, it does not. So if there was a grant to create like a position, this does not include that, where, for example, let's just say the grant was for 3 years for the position, and then we would figure out how to fund that position should, you know, it remain. This does not give you the ability to accept that without coming to council?
That is correct. Okay. This is only for training. So again, to provide officers with education.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there other questions on item 4? Alder Figueroa Cole?
Wow, I can't even find the raised hand button. What a year already.
Just to clarify, there was a question that came my way. So these type of grants will exclude matching funds, for example? Or, I mean, not excluded, but again, it cannot be over the $50,000 threshold that we currently have for the budget, and they are not meant to, like Melissa was saying, they're not meant to be like a continuous budget usage, right? So it's like technically one-time use here and there when we get these grants, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, people were concerned that this will give you the authority to accept like grants for the COPS grant, for example. I just want to make it clear that that's not the purpose. So this is very specific for training, and the budget is already defined as part of the budget process. So as long as people don't go over that amount, we're just allowing you to use it the way that it fits the department best. It best fits the department. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions? If not, then President Vindover, a motion on item four.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve item four. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item four? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. It will take us to item six, which is Legistar 91115, authorizing the Department of Transportation to apply for a federal state partnership for inner city passenger rail grant from the Federal Rail Administration, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to sign the resulting grant agreement to accept the grant. On item six, President Vindover, you had questions.
Yeah, if we could just get sort of a very brief overview of what the grant, if awarded, would do and wouldn't do, and under what conditions, since we don't know that we're going to get passenger rail service to Madison in the next, who knows, 5 years or whatever. So just kind of give us that blanket overview of this.
Director Spieler is here.
Yes. I'd be happy to speak to that. The idea here is that what the grant would do is fund two things. The first is a set of crossing improvements at crossings we have identified. These are instances where we know that a crossing improvement would be valuable, that's a straightforward yes, it makes sense here. We know that gates would be valuable here. We're looking at things like the frontage road at Commercial. We're looking at Milwaukee Street for that. We're looking at Winnebago. We're looking at South Baldwin. We're looking at South Patterson. We're looking at Livingston. So those would be installing full proper crossing gates as well as other safety improvements at those crossings. In addition to that, we would also do a full safety evaluation on all of the at-grade crossings on that route to see which crossings would justify additional safety improvements on top of those. And then if there is funding left over in the grant, go ahead and implement some of those improvements as well. But that would give us a full plan for all of the crossings on the route. These improvements are useful for the current freight trains as well as for future passenger rail service. So the grant has to be for something that would support future passenger rail service, but it doesn't put us on the hook to actually operate that service. That would still be a WSDOT and Amtrak decision to operate that service.
And so if I got the gist, only those crossings that you identified would have safety upgrades, but those would also become quiet zones or not necessarily?
A quiet zone generally requires more than an improvement to one crossing. So I would think that any improvements we would do would be the kind of improvements that would support a larger quiet zone. But that evaluation, that study part of this, could also fully identify what was necessary in order to implement a quiet zone.
Thank you, Alder Figueroa Cole.
Have we identified needs on the route already that we had maybe, you know, a bucket list of things that need to be improved that we know of?
Yeah, like I said, those, there's some crossings we've identified that we know need improvements. These are streets that do not currently have crossing gates that are important streets with fairly high traffic that are obvious issues. But beyond that, we would do the study to identify what the needs of the other crossings are.
So is the study going to also going to be covered with?
Yeah, so the idea is, sorry. The grant funds both the first set of improvements and the study to identify further improvements.
So for the people that are, you know, like commenting that we don't know if we're getting we are going to get the access to the Amtrak services yet. Why not wait? Wouldn't this money with a very small amount of matching funds will help us resolve safety issues that we will have to fix ourselves anyway with our own money instead? Is that a fair assessment of the use of these funds?
Absolutely. All of these crossings already have trains running through them. All of these crossings could really benefit from safety improvements just for the current freight traffic.
Regardless, I mean, I know that they mentioned the Amtrak project or whatever, but regardless of that project, we will still have to do some work on some of these crossings eventually. And this funding will accelerate or will help us cover that cost, correct?
Yes, these are improvements that make sense regardless of passenger rail.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there other questions on item six? Seeing none, then President Vinaver, a motion, please.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve item six. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item six? Seeing no objection, we'll record unanimous vote in favor of item six. And that brings us to the end of our agenda. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you
all. Happy Three West Monday. See ya.
Happy New Year. Have a good evening, everyone.